You realize by now, I'm almost Chinese.
我想你到现在就该知道，我几乎是个中国人。
My name is Kang Deng.
我的名字叫康顿。
A very Chinese name.
听起来很像中国人。
And I surely enjoy being with you.
那我真的非常欢喜能够跟弟兄姐妹相聚一堂。
You know, the further on I go with the Lord, the more I love those deep songs.
你们知道，我跟主行走越久，就越喜欢这种深刻的诗歌。
Now I know it's the fashion in many assemblies today to only sing choruses of praise to God.
那我们知道，在许多的聚会当中，现在很多人都喜欢只光唱副歌，或是反复的唱一些词。
But where can you find such words, such substance as in those hymns that we just sang?
但你实在很难找到像我们刚刚所唱的诗歌这样子深刻的、这样子荣耀的字句。
So I'm glad that you have the hymnary, and I'm glad you sing those songs.
所以我们感谢主，你有这样子的诗本，也能够唱这样的诗歌。
Tonight we want to continue to look at the Lord's ways.
我们今天要继续看主的道路。
Can you lower this just a little bit, please?
就请把声音调小一点。
You translate that?
Yeah.
By now, I think you know the theme, the prayer from Moses.
那到现在，我们应当知道摩西祷告的主题是什么。
Lord, show me thy ways, that I may know thee.
求你将你的道指教我，使我可以认识你。
We want to look at some scriptures as we begin tonight to look at the ways of the Lord. They are deep.
今天在我们开始要看主的道是如何的深刻之前，让我们先看一些经文。
We want to look at Exodus chapter 34 tonight.
我们要看出埃及记第三十四章。
Moses is still on the mountain with God.
摩西仍然在西乃山上与神同在。
He is being drawn by the presence of God.
他被神的同在在那里被吸引。
He wants to stay in the presence of God.
他盼望能够留在神的面光之中。
And he says, O Lord, show me your glory.
所以他就跟神祷告说，神啊，求你将你的荣耀显给我看。
And now the Lord cannot show anyone his full glory and they live.
但是呢，神没有办法将自己的荣耀全然显现给任何受造之物。若是显现了，受造之物必然会死亡。
But the Lord says, Moses, I'm going to put you in this cut.In the rock.
那摩西，神对摩西说，摩西，我要把你放在磐石当中。
And then I'm going to pass by and show you as much as you can possibly see right now.
然后我会经过，你可以看到你能所能看到最高的荣耀。
And so the Lord came to reveal Himself to Moses.
所以神向摩西亲自的显现。
How the Lord wants to be known.
他显现给摩西，让摩西知道神盼望人怎么样来认识他。
And we notice in verse 6 of chapter 34.
我们从第34章的第六节。
Then the Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed, Jehovah, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy and truth.
耶和华在他面前宣告说，耶和华，耶和华。是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgression, and sin.
为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。
Yet he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished.Visiting the iniquity of fathers on the children and on the grandchildren to the third and fourth generation.
万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。
There is a statement of God about himself.
这是神对他自己的宣告。
Do you see the depth of God's ways?
那我们是不是能够看得出神的道路的深？
Compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, full of mercy.
有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱。
Forgiving sins, pardoning iniquity.
赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。
And yet, judging everyone who does not repent.
但同时又会审判所有不悔改的人。
Now, you know, we love to think of God as a God of love, and indeed He is.
那我们知道，我们都喜欢想说神是一位爱的神。那的确，神是爱。
But you know, the world has caught on to our God of love, and so they have some difficult questions for us.
那所以这个世界好像也明白神是爱，所以他常常问我们基督徒一些困难的问题。
They say, if God is a God of love, then why can He allow such tragedies to happen?
所以他问我们说，神如果是一位有慈爱的神，他为什么让这些悲剧发生？
I hope you know the Lord.
那我盼望你认识你的主。
Because our God is not only a God of love,But also of justice and of holiness.
因为我们的神不仅是一位慈爱的神，也是一位有公义圣洁的神。
Some Christians only want to embrace the merciful and the loving God.
那很多时候，有的基督徒只盼望神是有怜悯的、有恩惠的。
But do you also realize He is a righteous and a holy God?
但我们知不知道，神同时也是公义的，也是圣洁的。
And so some of His ways in our life will be because He's holy.And because he's righteous.
所以他对我们身上的所有的心意里面，我们一生中所经过的事，很多时候是因着他的公义，他的圣洁。
God's ways are so much deeper than man's ways.
神的路实在比人的路深得太多。
Most men are transparent in their motivations.
那许多人他的动机是什么？你一看就知道。
Some are a little bit sneaky.
有的人比较诡诈一点。
But if you watch them a while, you can see what their motive really is.
但如果你观察他们一下，你多半可以看得出来他们动机是什么。
But the Lord's ways are deep.
但是神的道是深的。
Much of His ways are hidden from us.
那许多他的形式是我们测不透的。
We remember Job said, "We just see the edges of His ways."
那我们记得约伯说，我们不过是看见神的道路的细微处。
Whenever God acts.Or He reveals Himself to us.
当神行事将他自己启示的时候
Usually, He has spent a long time preparing us in hidden ways for those moments of revelation.
但是在这之前其实神已经在那里工作了许久预备我们好叫我们能够领受那个启示
But we think God just acted suddenly.
但我们常常觉得神就是到了时候突然做了
I remember the night that I confessed the Lord Jesus as my Savior as a 20-year-old student.
我还记得在我20岁还在做学生的时候那个晚上我承认主耶稣基督接受他做我的救主。
I was going to a church where you had to come down to the front of the church and tell the pastor that you were accepting Jesus.
那我在那个教会里面在那个教会里面你必须从后面一直走到台前跟那个牧师讲说我接受主了。
Well, actually, the night before,I had gotten down on my knees and asked Jesus to come into my life. And so, when the pastor gave the call, I came up to the front to tell him what had happened.
其实在前一天的时候，我早已跪在神的面前，悔改承认了主。所以在今天的时候，当这个牧师呼召的时候，我就来到了面前接受主。
So I came up and I shook the pastor's hand and I said, "Last night I accepted Jesus and found Jesus as my Savior."
所以我跟那个牧师握手，然后跟那牧师。牧师说昨天晚上我找到了耶稣我已经接受他做我的救主
Now this was a congregation of about 150 people
那这个会众大概有150个左右
There was a strange silence
然后这个时候很奇怪的没有人说话
Even the pastor couldn't speak
甚至连这个牧师都不会讲话了
They were all crying
每个人都在流泪
And I turned around I was the only person not crying
那我转过头来一看，只有我没有流眼泪啊。
Now I just found Jesus.
那我刚刚才找到了耶稣啊。
But actually, those 150 people have been praying for me for 1 year.
但其实这150个会众已经为我祷告了一年之久。
I didn't find Jesus. He has been finding me.
那不是我找到了耶稣，是耶稣找到了我。
In many deep ways, He was convicting me and convincing me.That Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life.
在神深不可测的形式当中，他引导我，叫我认识了主耶稣，是我生命的主。
And that's why often our testimony is, well, God speaks to me, God reveals Himself to me, maybe once a year.
所以许多时候我们做见证，说神找到了我们，神向我们启示，也许一年有一次。
Well, sometimes those great outward moments are only occasional, but deep work of the Lord is every day.
像这样子的事情是很少有的，但是神在深处的行事，那是每天都有的。
Now I stand here in front of you as a fool.
今天我站在你面前好像个傻瓜。
Who can talk about the deep ways of God?
谁能够讲到神的深奥事呢？
Who can analyze the high ways of God?
那谁能够来分析神的高远的事呢？
But I have encouragement that as I share these things, you have already touched and experienced these matters.
当我里面有得到安慰，当我这样子分享的时候，我相信众人都能够同样感受到神的话语。
I want to steal just a few verses from Romans if I can.
那我就要从罗马书里面用几句经文。
I hope my brother will forgive me.
希望保罗原谅我。
But in Romans chapter 11, where Paul is talking about Israel and the purpose of God,
在罗马书第十一章，保罗谈论到以色列跟神的旨意。
And he has shared a mystery.
他在分享一个奥秘。
The mystery of Israel.
这是以色列的奥秘。
A partial hardening has come to them.
因为他们的心好像有几分心硬。
And God has used this as the opportunity for the Gentiles to get saved.
但神却用以色列人的心硬来拯救外邦人。
And we find at the end of chapter 11,
那我们在十一章的末了。
We will just pick up verse 30 and following.
我们就看从第三十节开始看。
For just as you once were disobedient to God, but now have been shown mercy because of their disobedience.
你们从前不顺服神，如今因他们的不顺服，你们倒蒙了怜恤。
So the Jews also now have been disobedient, that because of the mercy shown to you, they also may now be shown mercy.
这样他们也是不顺服，叫他们因着施给你们的连续，现在也就蒙连续。
For God has shut up all in disobedience, so that he may show mercy to all.
因为神将众人都圈在不顺服之中，特意要连续众人。
And at this point, Paul just breaks out and worships the depth of the ways of God.
那讲到了这里，保罗就发出赞美的声音。
Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways.
深哉神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。
For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who became his counselor?
谁知道主的心？谁做过他的盟誓呢？
Or who has first given to him that it might be paid back to him again?
谁是先给了他，使他后来偿还呢？
For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
因为万有都是本于他，倚靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。
Paul is just overwhelmed by the depth of God's ways.
保罗在这里被神深深的作为深深的感动。
He can't get over the fact of the depth of God's mercy.
他实在是看见神怜悯的那个深度。
God's mercy is so deep that he never leaves his children alone.
神的怜悯是这样子的深，他绝对不将他的百姓丢在一边不管。
Israel right now is disobedient.
现在以色列是不顺服的。
And so he opens the door of mercy to the Gentiles.
所以他就将恩典的门向外邦人打开了。
It's not that we're worthy, but because he's merciful.
那并不是因为我们配得，乃是因为主是有怜悯的。
But the Lord's opening the door to the Gentiles by his mercy.
所以主因着他的怜悯将救恩的门向外邦人打开。
In the end, it will provoke the Jews to find Jesus as their Messiah, and then he will show mercy upon them.
到了末了，却会激动以色列人，他们就找到了耶稣是他们的弥赛亚，因此他们也得以蒙怜悯。
All were disobedient.
所有的众人都是不顺服的。
But by the grace of Jesus Christ, all will be shown mercy.
但是因着耶稣基督的怜悯，众人都蒙了连续。
Nobody can boast.
没有一个人能够夸口。
You know, some of the Gentiles were boasting, hey, God loves us more than the Jews. Paul says, oh, you better be careful.
那保罗就说你小心一点。
Notice what he says in verse 22 of the same chapter.
你看同一章的第22节保罗怎么说?
Behold then the kindness and severity of God. To those who fell, severity. But to you, God's kindness, if you continue in His kindness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off.
可既然神的恩慈和严厉，像那跌倒的人是严厉的，像你是有恩慈的。只要你长久在他的恩慈里，不然你也要被砍下来。
How deep is our knowledge of God?
那我们对神的了解到底有多深?
Can we hold to a God who is both kind and severe?
我们能不能够想象出有这一位神，他既是有怜悯的，又是严厉的。
We know in the end that mercy overcomes judgment.
我们知道到了末了之后，恩典会胜过审判。
But for the Lord's sake, He can be very severe with us.
但是神对我们可以是非常严厉的。
Just as He can be very kind to us.
那他对我们也可以很有恩慈的。
Oh, we see the depth of His ways.
我们可以了解一点神行事的身。Still,
we only see the edges and the outward forms of His ways.
但我们不过是看到他作为的一点皮毛。In
the book of Revelation, we see that in heaven, the angels and the hosts in heaven are always worshipping the ways of God.
在启示录里面，我们看到在天上那些天使天君一直在那里敬拜我们的主。They
are so high, they are so deep, they are so straight.
他们既高既深又直。
Even Paul here is worshipping God's ways.
甚至保罗在罗马书11章也在这里敬拜神。
He is worshipping the ways of God.
他是敬拜神行事的奇妙。
And so we will learn this lesson tonight.
所以盼望今天我们可以得到这个教训。
This morning we saw
今天早上我们看见,
that those who are lowly in heart get to see God's high ways.
那里心里谦卑的人可以看到神高的路。
Now we see tonight,
今天晚上我们可以看见,
those who are worshippers see the depth of His ways.
那些敬拜神的人可以看见神道路的深。
Now we're looking at how God is drawing us to Himself. We have rehearsed regarding Israel and see that God reveals His acts, His ways, and Himself. His acts, His ways, and Himself. And He doesn't do that for purposes of our gaining knowledge. There's a result to seeing His ways and to knowing Him. And what is that? We are drawn to Him. We are captured by Him. We find ourselves loving Him more and more. So I said this morning, when God acts, it's like Him putting out some bait to see if we are fish and we'll take the bait.
所以今天早上我们说神的作为好像钓鱼的鱼饵一样，要吸引我们，叫我们能够去吃那个鱼饵。
God has acted on your behalf.
神在我们身上有作为。
How will you respond?
你怎么样回应呢?
Will you search after Him?
那你是不是因此而寻求他?
Will you take the bait?
你会不会咬那个饵?
Will you take hold of what He has done for you and give Him thanks and respond?
你会不会抓住他在你身上所行的事，将荣耀颂赞归给他?
If you do that, then He'll reveal His ways.
如果你这样子的话，他就将他的道路向你启示。
Now when He reveals His ways, this is the net that catches the fish and brings them into the boat.
他对我们的启示好像这个渔网一样，就把这个鱼抓起来。
So here is God's wonderful actions. They're your bait.
那神的作为就好像神的鱼饵。Here,
little fishy. Here, fishy, fishy.
小鱼，小鱼, come on, come on.
Are you going to take the bait?
要不要吃啊?
Do you see that God loves you?
那你看到神很爱你啊?
Take the bait. Here, here.
来，赶快吃啊，赶快吃啊。
Then you take the bait.
那你就吃了。
Ah, now He swings His net underneath you by showing you His ways. He catches you, brings you into the boat.
然后他就那他用他的网就开始把你抓起来，就向你启示他的道路，把你抓进他的船里。
Then what does he do when he shows you his ways?
那他将他的道路启示给你了，然后呢
？Does he just leave you in the boat flopping around?
那他就把你丢在船上，让你在那里翻来翻去
？Of course not.
当然不是这样。
Because every time you see him face to face,
因为每一次你与神面对面
，Oh, you are captured and love him more.
啊，你就被他抓住，你就爱他更深。
Our Lord Jesus.Is the most beautiful person in the universe.
我们的主耶稣基督是全世界最荣美的一位人。
If you can just see his face,
如果是你能够见他的面
you will never understand the depth of all of his ways.
你可能不能够测到他道路的深刻
But when you see him, you love him.
但你若见了他，你就爱他
And when you see him, you become like him.
当你见到他时，你就磨成他的样子。
Every time you see him, you're transformed a little bit more into his image.
每一次你亲眼见他的时候，你就被变化更像他。
Now we have said this morning that we're going to talk about the deeper ways of God, and they usually involve the work of the cross in our life.
今天早上我们提到我们如果要知道神道路的深的时候经常我们要能够明白十字架的道路。
As the Lord does a deeper work in us,
因为这个时候就是神在我们身上要深深做工的时候。
He has to touch more deeply into the core of our soul life.
他要深深地摸到我们心里的深处。
Now when God begins to deal in these ways, it begins to separate God's children.
当神这样子在我们身上有作为的时候、啊、神的百姓好像就被分开了。
Some people accept his ways and are broken before his ways.
有的人接受他身上在神在他们身上的形式他们被神破碎了。
Other people are offended by his ways.
那其他的人觉得心里不痛快。
And they find they have an issue with the Lord.
他们发现他们要与神来争论。
Now, you know, it's interesting how many people have questions about the way God handled things.
那很奇怪，很多人都有很多的问题啊，对于神到底要怎么样做事，我们充满疑问。
Now, I knew it would happen when I brought it up this morning that Moses was barred from entering the promised land.
那我知道，我今天早上提到摩西，神不让摩西进应许之地的时候，很多人心里有个疑问。
Because some people say, yeah, I wondered about that.How come God didn't let Moses go into the promised land?
因为很多人心里就在想，哎，对啊，我以前就这么就有这个问题啊，为什么神不让摩西进这个应许地呢
？People question God.
人都喜欢质问神。
They think somehow they're smarter than God or more just than God is.
他们老是以为自己比神更聪明，比神更公义。
They say, How could God do that to Job? Let him go through all those trials.
所以他们说神怎么可以这样子对待约伯呢让约伯受尽这样的各样的试炼呢
And then there's poor Uzzah.
还有那个乌撒多倒霉的乌撒
He just wanted to steady the ark and God killed him.
他不过是想把那个将倒的约柜扶一下神马上就把他杀了
And how come when David and Bathsheba committed adultery and the child was born, God said the child must die?
那大卫跟拔西巴犯了奸淫，生下的那个孩子，为什么神要把那小孩杀了呢
？Why did God say you must annihilate all the Amalekites? That sounds very harsh.
神为什么说要将亚玛力人全部灭尽呢？这个神不是太凶狠呢
？Why did Paul and Barnabas split up? Who's right? Who's wrong?
为什么保罗跟巴拿巴要分手呢？到底谁对
？Then why did God leave his best apostle Paul in jail for 10 years?
那为什么神将他最好最有用的工人保罗放在监牢里面十年呢
？Oh, we say, God, if I were God, I would have handled this a little differently.
所以很多时候我们就跟神说，神啊，如果我是你的话，我的做法就跟你不一样。
Now, people who ask those questions,
那问这些问题的人
，Have I found just about every one of you out?
我想大概每个人都有些问题吧。
Do you have one of those questions on your mind? Yeah, why does God do that?
你是不是曾经有这样的疑问呢？是啊，神为什么要这样子呢
？Well, it just means we haven't understood His ways yet.
这不过是告诉我们，我们实在不完全明白他的道路。
I can tell you this.
我可以讲的是这个。
Every one of the people who went through these things realized God's ways afterwards.
那我可以讲的是这个所有经历这些事的人他们都是事后才明白神的心意是什么
But we have questions.
我们是有疑问。
And often this is the attitude of our heart when the Lord begins to deal with us.
那很多时候这就是神要对付我们心里面的一种态度。
What have I done wrong?
我到底做错了什么？
I'm such a good person.
我这人很不错。
My motives are so good.
我的动机很纯正。
I have such a good idea.
我的观念也很好。
Why are you doing this to me, God?
神啊，你为什么要这样子呢？
Why don't brothers and sisters understand?
为什么弟兄姐妹不明白呢？
Oh, we argue, we argue, we fight, we fight.
所以我们跟神争论又争论，争执又争执。
This is probably what all of us do when the Lord touches something on our life.
我想神只要摸到我们生命里面的一些事情的时候，我们常常都会这样子跟主争论。
But after you have wondered and arguedDo you submit to his ways?
但问题是，当你在那里怀疑，在那里争论完了以后，你是不是将自己交托给主？
You accept his ways?
你是不是接纳他的作为？
Do you confess, as the saints in the Bible confess, God, your ways are right, even if I don't understand?
你是不是像跟圣经里面的圣徒一样，跟神说神是的，虽然我们不明白你自己的道路，但你的道路是公义的，是正直的。
When God deals with us,Do we fall on our face to the ground?
当神在对付我们的时候，我们是不是脸伏于地？
And in the end, can we worship the ways of God even when they are dealing in our life?
那最重要的是，到了末了，我们是不是能够因着神生的作为，在他面前敬拜他？
We have many questions.
我们有很多的问题。
Things happen in our lives we don't understand.
我们生命里面有很多的事情发生了，我们不明白为什么。
And we see in the Bible that God does not always answer the question.
我们读圣经也发现，在圣经里面有时候也找不到答案。
But he always reveals himself.
但他总是将自己启示给我们。
You know, Job, when he was suffering, had many questions. I think there were maybe 36 chapters of questions for God.
我们知道约伯在受苦的时候，他有许许多多的疑问。大概有三十六章是讲到他的疑问。
But what happened in the end?
那在末了发生什么事？
Did God answer all his questions?
神是不是解答了他的问题？
No.
那没有啊。
But God showed him his face.
那神是将自己的脸面向他显现。
We have that wonderful little scripture in James chapter 5.
我们可以看一下雅各书第五章。
That talks about Job.
那讲到约伯。
In chapter 5 and verse 11,
第五章十一节
Let's just look at that verse.
我们看一下这一节
James 5:11
雅各书第五章十一节
We count those blessed who endured. You have heard of the endurance of Job and have seen the end of the Lord's dealings, that the Lord is full of compassion and is merciful.
那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局，显明主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
When God revealed himself at the end,
到了末了，神向约伯亲自的显现。
After all that Job went through,
约伯在这时候经历了许多的困难苦难。
What was the end?
末了的结局是什么？
God is compassionate and merciful.
神是有怜悯有恩惠的。
God always had Job deep in his heart.
约伯，神老是把约伯放在自己的心的深处。
God had plans for Job to give him the double blessing all along.
那神一直都是要给约伯这个双倍的祝福。
When God showed up, Job was no longer bitter. He no longer had any questions.
当神向约伯显现的时候，约伯再也没有苦读，再也没有疑问。
It isn't the answer to questions we really need. It's the presence of God in our lives.
我们真正需要的不是要知道我们问题的答案，我们要知道的是主是不是在我们生命里面显现。
And so when God begins to deal with us and work the cross into our lives, what's our reaction?
所以主在我们身上做工的时候，在我们生活里面行事的时候，我们对神的反应是什么？
Do we acknowledge His ways and bow before Him?
我们是不是承认他的道路？我们是不是向他敬拜？
Or are we offended by his ways?
还是我们觉得他的道路奇怪？
It depends upon your heart.
这个是跟我们的心有关。
And when we see the depth of God's ways, who can understand what he is doing?
当我们看见神伸展的道路，神能够明白主的道路呢？
Now, as I said, I would be a fool to say I can tell you of all the deep ways of God.
我刚刚已经讲了，如果我今天在这里告诉你们说我能够解答你们所有的困难的话，那我是个傻瓜。
But rather tonight, I would like us just to look at somebody who was always learning the depths of God's ways.
但我今天只是想给弟兄姐妹分享一位人物，他一直是在那里学如何的认识神深刻的道路。
We want to look just a little bit at the life of David.
我们只要稍微的看一下大卫的生平。
David was a worshipper of God's ways.
大卫是个敬拜神道路的人。
His psalms are full of prophetic insight as to why God does what He does.
在诗篇里面充满了他先知的看见，说明了神为什么如此的行事。
But what is the testimony regarding David?
但是大卫的见证到底是什么呢？
What is the key to understanding the depth of God's ways?
到底能够要我们能够了解神道路的深刻，那把钥匙在哪里？
Of course you know.
当然我想你们都知道答案。
He had a heart after God.
因为他是一个合神心意的人。
Do you have a heart after God?
我们是不是一个合神心意的人？
The Bible says he had a perfect heart, wholly devoted to God.
圣经告诉我们说他有一个完全的心，全然归给神的心。
Sometimes he did not walk in the ways of the Lord.
他有的时候偏行己路。
But his heart was always the Lord's.
但他的心永远是向着神。
And even in the midst of correction,
甚至在神纠正他的时候,
he was approaching the Lord, asking for mercy and to see his ways.
他就亲近神，他就向神祈求赦免，他就寻求神的道路。
We all know Psalm 131.
我们知道诗篇131篇。
A very simple psalm.
一个很简单的诗歌。
But here we see David's rest and trust in God.
但我们在这里可以看出大卫怎么样子的信任主，怎么样安息在主怀里。
He says, "O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes haughty."
他说：“耶和华，我的心不狂傲，我的眼不高大。”
Nor do I involve myself in great matters or in things too difficult for me.
重大和测不透的事我也不敢行。
Surely I have composed and quieted my soul like a weaned child rests against his mother. My soul is like a weaned child within me.
我的心平静安稳，好像断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀中。我的心在我里面好像断过奶的孩子。
O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forever.
以色列啊，你当仰望耶和华，从今时直到永远。
Here is a heart that is the Lord's.
那这是一个向着神的心。
His heart was not proud.
他的心是不狂傲的。
There were many things he encountered too difficult for him to understand.
他的经历里面有许多的事他不能够明白。
But he is singing this song of rest.
他却在这里唱这首平安的诗歌。
Oh God, I don't understand everything.
他说我许多的事我不明白。
But you have been merciful to me.
但你对我是有怜悯。
I know I can trust in you.
我知道我可以信任你。
Oh, how many times David had to trust in the mercy of God.
那在他一生当中，大卫有多少次他必须将他自己交托给神的怜悯呢？
You remember the time that David sinned against God by taking a census.Of the men in the country of Israel.
那你记得有一次大卫点数民数得罪了神。
And when he was given the choice of the punishment for his action.
那神给他几个选择，叫他选择一样惩罚。
He says, "Lord, please, I don't want to be chased by the enemy."
所以他跟神怎么说呢？我不要被敌人追逐。
Oh Lord, let Your hand be upon us. I would rather be in Your hand for judgment than anybody else.
哎，主啊，让你的手临到我，我宁可伏在你的手下，胜过别人。
Here was a heart that was fixed in God.
那这是一个心定睛在神身上的心。
He understood it was better to be disciplined by the Lord than to be disciplined by man.
因为他知道，宁可是伏在神的手下受神的管教，远胜于伏在人的手下。
We all know the testimony of David's heart. It was extraordinary.
我们知道神大卫的心的见证。
He was the singer of Israel.
他是以色列的美歌者。
His heart was full of worship.
他的心是满了敬拜。
He danced in worship before the ark.
他在约柜面前跳舞敬拜。
He wrote so many songs about the heart of God.
他写了这么多的诗歌讲到神的心。
But we know those three extraordinary things that David did.
我们知道大卫所行的三件奇特的事情。
When he became the king,
当他成了王了，成了王了以后
what's the first thing he did?
他做的第一件事情是什么
All right, I want a palace in Bethlehem, my hometown.
他是不是在伯利恒我要建个宫殿
No, that's not what he said.
那不是他要的
First thing he said,
他第一件事他说什么
We must take Jerusalem, God's city.
我们一定要攻下耶路撒冷，这是神的诚意
Now,Israel had been in the land for 400 years, and nobody wanted to take Jerusalem, God's city.
那到那个时候，以色列人在那地已经400年当中没有一个人攻下耶路撒冷城。
How did David know Jerusalem was God's resting place?
那大卫怎么知道耶路撒冷城是神安息的所在呢？
Extraordinary heart for God.
啊，他因为他有一颗心是奇妙的向神的心。
And what was the second thing he did?
他第二件事他做什么？
We have to find the ark. We have to bring the ark to Jerusalem.
我们一定要把约柜找到，一定要把约柜带进耶路撒冷。
For years, it's been over at somebody's house.
已经不知道多少年在别人的家里。
It's always the name of somebody that we cannot pronounce in English.
那总是在一个人的家里，我们不晓得怎么用中文讲。
But are you telling jokes? But as soon as David became king, he says, we must have that ark. We must have God here with us.
但是大卫一旦登基，他马上说，我们一定要找到约柜，一定要把他带进来。
How did he think of that?
他怎么知道的呢？他怎么想到的呢？
Extraordinary heart captured by God.
那一颗奇妙的心，被神所掌握的心。
And then the third thing.
第三件事。
Well, they moved into Jerusalem. They built David a palace.
他们到了耶路撒冷，大卫建了宫殿。
But David was like me last night. He couldn't sleep.
大卫就跟我昨天一样，他晚上睡不着觉。
He said, "How can I sleep in my palace?"
他说我如何才能够在我自己的宫殿里睡觉呢
？God doesn't have a house.
神没有一个住处。
I'm going to build God a house.
我要替神建一个住处。
That's an extraordinary thing to say.
哇，这真是一个奇妙的事情。
Now I want to suspend a little time in that story in 2 Samuel chapter 7.
那现在让我们在撒母耳记下第七章，让我们花点时间。
This to me is one of the most extraordinary examples of understanding the ways of God.
那对我来讲，这圣经里面给我们说明神的道路的深处。
Here we can see both God's ways and the responding heart of a worshipper.
那么在这里，我们就可以看见神的道路跟一个敬拜神的人他的心如何的回应。
At the beginning of the chapter, we know that David said to Nathan, "I want to build a house for God," and Nathan said, "Go right ahead."
我们讲了在这一章之前的时候，大卫跟拿单先知拿单说：“我要替神建一个殿。”拿单说：“很好，你去做。”
But that night, the Lord came to Nathan and spoke to him.
但是那天晚上呢，耶和华神向拿单显现，对拿单说
：“Let's look at verse 5.
那我们看第七章的第五节
：“Go and say to my servant David, thus says the Lord, Are you the one who should build me a house to dwell in?”
你去告诉我仆人大卫说耶和华如此说你岂可建造殿宇给我居住呢
For I have not dwelt in a house since the day I brought up the sons of Israel from Egypt even to this day but I've been moving about in a tent even in a tabernacle
自从我领以色列人出埃及直到今日我未曾住在殿宇常在会幕和帐幕中行走
Wherever I have gone with all the sons of Israel, did I speak a word with one of the tribes, which I commanded to shepherd my people, saying, Why have you not built me a house of cedar?
凡我同以色列人所走的地方，我何曾向以色列一支派的士师，就是我吩咐牧养我民以色列的说，你们为何不给我建造香柏木的殿宇呢？
Now, I don't know if in Chinese you have this kind of a idiom.
我不晓得在中文里面是不是有这种片语啊
This is actually a very Jewish comment that God makes to Nathan.
其实这是犹太人论到神对拿单说的话。
When he says, ask the question in verse 5, Are you the one who should build me a house to dwell in?
当这里说你岂可建造殿宇给我居住呢？
And to the American way of thinking, it sounds like God is saying, who do you think you are building me a house?
那如果按照美国人想法来讲，就是说你以为你是谁啊？你可以替我盖房子啊？
But no, this is a Jewish way of saying,
不过我们要明白这是犹太人的想法。
God is saying, I don't know what to say, David. Nobody's ever wanted to give me a house before.
他的意思就是说，神对大卫说，大卫，我不知道该怎么讲，从来没有人想到要替我盖个房子。
David, how come you are thinking about me?
你为什么会想到要替我建造殿宇呢？
Nobody else did.
从来没有一个人这样想。
Joshua, Saul,Samuel, nobody thought about me having a house.
约书亚、扫罗、撒母耳，没有人想过要替我建个殿。
And now you want to build me a house.
但你要替我建个殿吗？
And then God begins to respond.
然后神就对他回应了。
Oh, the depth of God's heart opens up.
神心的深处向大卫显明。
He says,Verse 8, Now therefore thus says the Lord to my servant David, Thus says the Lord, I took you from the pasture, from following sheep, to be ruler over my people Israel. I've been with you wherever you've gone. I've cut off all your enemies from before you. I'll make you a great name like the names of the great men who are on the earth.
第八节这里说，现在你要告诉我仆人大卫说，万军之耶和华如此说，我从羊圈中将你招来。叫你不再跟从羊群，立你做我民以色列的君。你无论往哪里去，我常与你同在，剪除你的一切仇敌。我必使你得大名，好像世上大大有名的人一样。
And what is God saying?
神在这里讲的是什么？
David, I love you.
他说大卫，我爱你。
You know I've always taken care of you.
你知道我过往的日子一直在看顾着你。
And now I'm going to set you up.As a ruler in this world.
现在我要立你为世界的统治者。
What grace from God?
这是从神而来什么样子的恩典呢？
And then we have to skip some verses here, but let's just take verses 12 and 13.
那我们跳过几节，我们看十二、十三节。
When your days are complete and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your descendant after you, who will come forth from you, and I will establish his kingdom. And he will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
你受数满足与你列祖同岁的时候，我必使你的后裔接续你的位，我也必坚定他的国。他必为我的名建造殿宇，我必坚定他的国位，直到永远。
David, here's my promise. Your son will build the house.
对，大卫，这是我的应许。你的儿子要替我建造殿。
And then verses 15 and 16.
15节、16节。
But my mercy shall not depart from him, as I took it away from Saul, whom I removed from before you. Your house and your kingdom shall endure before me forever. Your throne shall be established forever.
但我的慈爱仍不离开他，像离开在你面前所废弃的扫罗一样。你的家和你的国必在我面前永远坚立，你的国位也必坚定，直到永远。
These two verses are what the Bible calls the sure mercies of David.
这两节就是圣经里面所论到神对大卫可靠的应许。
God says, I guarantee I will be merciful.To those descendants upon this throne forever and ever.
神对大卫说，我向你保证，凡坐在这宝座上的，我必向他施慈爱，从今世直到永远。
Now that's God's heart.
那这是神的心。
There's God's desire.
这是神所喜悦的。
And now listen to David's response.
那我们看一下大卫的回应是什么。
Oh, he understood.Something of God's ways.
他实在明白神的道路。
It says in verse 18, Then David the king went in and sat before the Lord. And he said, Who am I, O Lord? What is my house that you have brought me this far?
于是大卫王进去坐在耶和华面前说，主耶和华，我是谁？我的家算什么？你竟使我到这地步呢？
And yet this was insignificant in your eyes, O Lord God. For you have spoken also of the house of your servant concerning the distant future. And this is the custom of man, O Lord.
主耶和华啊，这在你眼中还算微小，又应许你仆人的家至于久远。主耶和华，这岂是人所常遇的事吗？
Again, what more can David say to you? For you know your servant, O Lord God.
所以主耶和华，我还有何言可以对你说呢？因为你知道你的仆人。
The deeper we understand the ways of God, the deeper we understand His love.
我们越深深地了解神的形式，我们就越深地了解神的爱。
David knew he was not worthy of this promise.
大卫知道，大卫自己本身不配得这样子的应许。
All he could do is by faith accept this wonderful love from God.
他所能够做的就是凭信领受神所向他施的慈爱。
Oh God, you know me, what can I say?
神啊，你知道我，我能够说什么呢？
But listen to David's insight.
让我们再看一下神的看见，大卫的看见是什么呢？
He knows that whatever God does has a larger purpose in view.
因为他知道，无论神做什么，神总有一个更广大的心意。
It's true that God blesses us.
的确，神祝福我们。
But just never for just our sake.
但永远不是单单的为了我们。
Listen to what he says in verse 21.
我们再听一下大卫在二十一节怎么说。
For the sake of your word.And according to your own heart, you have done all this greatness to let your servant know.
你行这大事使仆人知道，是因你所应许的话，也是照你的心意。
For this reason, you are great, O Lord God. There's none like you. There's no God besides you, according to all that we have heard with our ears.
所以我们可以说，主耶和华，你本为大。照我们耳中听见的，没有可比你的，除你以外再无神。
Now David saw something in this promise from God.
大卫从神的这些应许里面，神大卫看见了关乎神的一些事。
That God was doing this for His own sake.
神行事是为了神自己。
Do you understand that?
我们是不是能够明白
？Somehow David saw that there's a stake.For God in having somebody upon this throne from my line.
因为大卫看见了神为了他自己名的缘故，他就要把叫大卫的后裔一直坐在这个宝座上。
Indeed, God has made this promise in order that He might bring His Messiah and His Son to reign on that throne. Somehow, David could see something of God's ways beyond this.
原来因为神立了大卫的宝座，是因为神要将自己的儿子有一日要坐在大卫的宝座上，成为那位弥赛亚。但是大卫就得以看见一些神这样子的心意。
Listen to verse 23 and 24. How David knows God's merciful ways.
那我们再看一下第二十三节、第二十四节，大卫是怎么样来认识神这个怜悯的路呢？
And what one nation on the earth is like your people Israel, whom God went to redeem for Himself as a people, and to make a name for Himself, and to do a great thing for you, and awesome things for your land, before your people whom you have redeemed for yourself, from Egypt, from nations and their gods.For you have established for yourself your people Israel as your own people forever, and you, O Lord, have become their God.
世上有何民能比你的名以色列呢？你从埃及救赎他们做自己的子民，又在你赎出来的民面前行大而可畏的事，驱逐列邦人和他们的神，显出你的大名。你曾坚立你的名以色列，做你的子民直到永远。你耶和华也做了他们的神。
Now then, David just takes this tremendous promise of God's love and says, "Lord, I believe. Do according to your word."
然后大卫就在神的面前领受了这由于神奇妙的爱所给他的应许。
God gave him this incredible promise.
神给他了这样子一个奇妙的应许。
How could it possibly be?
怎么可能呢？
But David knew something.
但大卫看得出一些事。
When God speaks a word, you can trust it.
当神开口说话的时候，你可以相信。
And so David said, "Lord, I agree. Do it according to your word."
所以大卫就怎么说呢？神啊，我领受，按着你的话行事。
Oh, we see David worshiping the ways of God.
我们看见大卫伏在神的行事面前，神的道路面前 敬拜。
And we know David had such a heart that he always was a worshipper of God.
我们知道大卫的心，他一直都是一个敬拜神的人。
Now we remember him in his early days; he was a worshipper of God.
我们记得在他年幼的时候，他就在那里敬拜神。
He looked up at the stars and he worshipped God.
他看见天上的群星，他敬拜神。
He was a shepherd boy.
他是个牧羊童。
And sometimes he went through the valley of the shadow of death. He went through fearful places, but he took God with him.
他有时候经过死荫的幽谷，经过使人害怕的地方，但是神与他同在。
Oh, as a child even, he was writing psalms about God.
甚至在他年幼的时候，他就为神作诗歌。
And he knew God's mercy and grace when he had to face the lion and the bear.
当他要跟狮子跟熊打的时候，他知道神的恩惠，神的怜悯。
And he knew God's mercy and grace when he had to face Goliath.
当他面对哥利亚的时候，他知道神的恩惠与怜悯。
And he knew God's mercy and love when he had to hide in the caves from King Saul.
当他躲避扫罗的时候，躲在洞里面的时候，他知道神的怜悯，神的慈爱。
And in each of these dealings and each of these things, David learned something of the ways of God.
在他所经历的一切的事情上，大卫认识了神，大卫知道了神的道路。
But it's actually in David's later life that he saw the depth of God's ways.
但一直要等到大卫年老的时候，他才可以看见神道路的深处。
David always had a heart for the Lord, but in the end, in the latter days, he did not walk in the ways of God.
他的心一直都是向着主，但他年老的时候，他没有行在主的道路中。
Tragedies began to come into his life.
在他生命里开始就有许多的悲剧。
You remember because of his adultery and because he killed Uriah.
你们记得他因着跟拔示巴的奸淫，他杀了乌利亚。
That God said three things.
所以神跟他说三件事。
I have forgiven you your sins.
我赦免了你的罪。
But your child must die.
但你所生的孩子必定死。
And you have now brought strife into your house.For the rest of your days.
那在你剩下的日子里面，你的家，你在你家里必有不断的争乱。
And David fell on his face and began to fast and pray for the child that God would spare the child's life.
所以大卫脸伏于地，开始禁食，开始祷告，求神赦免那孩子的罪。
And he must have been really weeping before the Lord because all of his servants were concerned even about his health.
他是这样子的哭泣，他的仆人都知道，大家都担心，怕他伤了身子。
But David knew the ways of God.
但大卫知道神的路。
When the child died,
当这个孩子死了时候，
he stood up, he cleansed himself and anointed himself, went into the house of God and worshipped God.
这孩子死了，他就起来。沐浴高抹自己进到神的面前敬拜神。
David is the one who so often in his psalms says, Let God be true, though every man is a liar.
他在他的诗篇里面大卫多次的提到唯有神是真实的人 不过都是虚谎的。
David says, Even when you afflict me, it's because of your righteousness and you are acting justly.
甚至大卫说即使你击打我你是公义的你的道路是正直的。
When his sins were, he was confronted with his sins, he didn't argue and deny, he fell down and admitted, Yes, Lord, I have sinned.
当神借着拿单指出他的罪的时候大卫并没有在那里为自己辩解他不过将脸伏于地承认自己的罪。
And we can see that his life in his latter days took on more and more tragedies.
我们可以看见他晚年的时候在他身上所发生的悲剧越来越多。
One of his sons raped one of his daughters.
他的一个儿子强暴了他的一个女儿。
And then Absalom killed that son Amnon.
那亚撒龙又把那个儿子暗论杀了。
And then Absalom rebelled and chased his own father out of the city of David.
那亚撒龙又背叛将他自己的父亲大卫赶出耶路撒冷城。
And as he fled as a fugitive from the city, some people came by and threw stones at him and said, Ah, now you're getting your just rewards.
那当大卫逃离耶路撒冷城的时候，在那里逃的时候，还有人向他丢石头，跟他说，啊，神就是按公义来报偿你了。
But when the soldier said, Let me kill those men.
所以大卫的部下就说，让我们把这个杀了。
David knew the ways of God.
大卫知道神的道路。
He says, No, God is judging me.
他说不可以不可以，因为这是出于神的判断。
Maybe God will hear their unjust statements and have mercy on me.
那也许大卫，也许神听见了他们不义的判断，神会怜悯我。
Isn't that interesting? He never tried to defend his own sin.
所以大卫从来没有为他自己的罪来辩护。
And then of course Absalom died and it broke David's heart.
当然亚撒龙后来死了，大卫的心也碎了。
And the older he got, the more trouble there was in his household. When he wanted to appoint Solomon as king, there was competition among the brothers.
他年纪越来越大，但悲剧也随着他。等到他年老的时候，他想立所罗门为王，但有别的儿子起来要与所罗门争王位。
There was strife among his generals that just displeased David no end.
那他自己的部下那些元帅彼此也有征战。
You know, David's life would be on the front page of the daily news.
如果是今天的话，大卫一生的生活，我们每天看报纸都可以看到。
Oh, what a tragedy.
这是何等的一个悲剧。
He started out so well, he ended so badly.
他一开始的时候走的路是何等的正直，何等的荣美，到了末了却是如此。
It could take up the whole daily news, the tragedies in his household and in his life.
如果要把他的这个晚年的时候发生的悲剧来写新闻的话，那整版的新闻都是他的。
We like those tabloids. They tell us of all the tragedies and the gory details.
那我们都很喜欢看这种小道花边新闻啊，越详细越好。
But it was at the same time in his life that he wrote this psalm.
但同时也在这个时候，他写了许多的诗篇。
We turn to 2 Samuel in chapter 22.
我们看到撒母耳记下第二十二章。
We just look for the sake of time at one verse, verse 31.
为了时间的缘故，我们只看一节，第三十一节。
Here's what David says about all that has happened in his life.
这是大卫论到这些发生在他身上的事的时候。
As for God, His way is perfect. His word is tested.
至于神，他的道是完全的。耶和华的话是炼净的。
This is David's testimony.
那这是大卫的见证。
You can look at the outward tragedies.
你看他外面有许多的悲剧。
But David preferred to testify of the blameless perfection of God.
但大卫宁可为神的全然的美丽、全然的正直做见证。
His ways are perfect.
他的道是完全的。
The Lord is, His word is tested.
他的话是炼净的。
What a testimony.
这是何等的见证。
David understood that everything that he had sensed by way of judgment.
大卫知道他所有发生他的事情，他所领受的审判。
It was really mercy.
实在是出于恩典。
His judgment should have been much greater.
因为神的对他的审判可以更深更强。
David went to be with God with this perfect heart.
大卫就存着这样的一个完全的心到神那里去了。
Now we as Christians we know the living and true way through Jesus Christ.
我们是基督徒，我们既然知道借着耶稣基督所有的真实的生命的道。
But in order for us to know the depth of His ways, He takes us through the cross in our life.
但若是我们要认识他道的深处，他就带领我们经过十架。
Now there are several problems that prevent us from seeing the depth of His ways.
那我们不能够看见他道的深，因为我们有几个问题。
And the first one is this.
那第一个问题是
，We don't realize the depth of our sin.
因为我们不知道我们的罪有多深。
We don't realize the depth of our folly.
那我们不知道我们的堕落有多深。
You remember when Jesus began to tell the disciples that he was going to go to Jerusalem and die on the cross and be raised again 3 days later?
你记不记得主耶稣要到耶路撒冷之前对他的门徒讲说他要到耶路撒冷去要被杀要钉十字架三日后要复活。
And Peter said, no, you're not going to do that.
那彼得怎么说不行不行你不可以这样做。
Now part of the reason Peter said that,
那为什么彼得要这样子讲呢?
He did not believe that Jesus had to go to the cross to die for his sin.
因为彼得不相信耶稣为了他彼得的罪必须要钉十字架。
Now Peter wouldn't say he was perfect.
那彼得当然知道自己不完全。
But Jesus, you don't have to die for me.
但耶稣你不用替我死啊。
I'm okay.
我还可以啊。
You don't have to die for anybody.
你不需要为任何一个人死啊。
They can be changed. They can repent. They can find forgiveness.
他们可以改变，他们可以悔改，他们可以得到赦免。
But without Jesus' shedding of blood, Peter could not have been saved.
但耶稣若不流血，彼得就不能得赦免。
But he didn't know how deep his sin was.
因为彼得不知道自己的罪有多深。
And even when we become Christians, we don't realize how deep our sin is.
甚至当我们成为基督徒的时候，我们仍然没有体会到我们的罪有多深。
Our brother was already sharing the gospel with us this morning, but it has to do with how God deals with the depths of that sin nature within us.
那今天早上我们的弟兄跟我们分享关于神的福音的事，但这福音就是神怎么样要对付我们这极深的罪。
Now that's why when somebody is a young Christian or a young person and they love the Lord, it's hard to know exactly how to deal with them.
那这个就是为什么有的时候我们看到一个年轻人或年轻的基督徒，他们非常的爱主，但我们不大能够确定他的心。
A young person who really loves the Lord, their mind is going 100 miles an hour about things they can do for God.
那当他们年轻的时候，他们爱主的时候，他们心思意念动得非常快啊，有那么多的事他们要为主做。
And they thank God for all of their talents, that they're smart and they play the violin and the other things.
他们为了他们的能力、他们的智慧、他们的才艺、他们各样的事情，他们都感谢神。
And they're always chomping, you know, like a horse, wanting to run and run, and we're always holding them back.
他们就一直那踊跃，好像一匹马一样，拼命想往前冲啊，那神要好像把那缰绳把他们抓住一样。
Now we know if we just let them go, they're going to do great damage to everybody.
然后因为我们知道，如果我们放手的话，他们就到处乱冲乱闯。
They're going to tell all the old people, you don't love God.
那他们要跟那些年老的讲说，你其实不认识神啊。
I heard one preacher say, when somebody gets saved, you need to lock them in a cell for 6 months.
那我听有一次听一个传道人讲，如果有人这样讲的话，这个人要把你要把他关起来，关六个月。
When I got saved, I was full of myself. Hey, I can serve God, and I'll probably be the best one that ever was.
当我刚得救的时候，我里面被神所充满，我在那里想，我实在可以是来服侍神了、啊。我可能是全世界最懂得服侍神的人。
No idea of the depth of my folly.
那根本不明白我的罪到底有多深。
Oh, but the Lord has His ways of holding somebody down.
但神有他的方法，叫一个人能够谦卑。
Taking somebody through deep waters.
那带一个人经过了深水。
You serve the Lord, you fail.
你服侍主，你失败。
You serve the Lord, you get criticized.
你服侍主，你被人家批评。
You serve the Lord, but you bear no fruit.
你服侍主，但不能结果子。
So what you do is you try harder.
然后你怎么办呢？你再用点力啊。
That's what I need to do. I need to try harder.
那既然如此，我该怎么办？再努力一点。
And the more we try, the more we fail.
你越努力，你越失败。
We can't imagine what could be wrong.
我们实在想不出来到底怎么回事。
Why don't all the Christians love me?
为什么这些基督徒都没有人爱我呢？
Everybody knows I'm the best Christian here.
因为每个人都知道我是最好的基督徒啊。
But everybody's holding me down.
但每个人都想把我批评我。
God, judge everybody so that I can serve you.
所以神啊，审判这些基督徒啊，好叫我能够来更好的服侍你。
Still the Lord holds us down.
那神啊，继续抓着我们不让我们。
Finally, one day we say, "Okay, God, I quit."
那终于有一天，我们跟神讲，够了，够了，不干了。
He says, "Good."
那神就说，好。
Now, why don't you do this?
那现在你去做这个。
Now, the Lord almost always gives us something to do we don't really want to do.
那神一般的时候叫我们做的事，都是我们不想做的事情。
Now, where I fellowship on Sunday.They have folding chairs, 250 folding chairs every Sunday, out and in and out and in and out.
那在我礼拜天在聚会的地方的时候，他们用折叠椅，250张折叠椅，开开合合，开开合合。
Okay, I want to serve God. God says, fold the chairs.
所以我说主啊，我要服侍你。神就跟我说，哎，去折椅子。
That's serving pieces of metal. No, I want to serve God.
But 那不过是在那里摸一块铁而已，我是要服侍神啊。
Oh, the Lord has to take us through all kinds of dealings.
那神要带领我们经过各样的试炼。
And through it all, we begin to discover our folly, we see our flesh.
那经过了这一切的试炼，我们开始明白我们的愚昧。
We become aware of our sinfulness.
我们开始明白我们的罪孽。
And that's where it gets deeper.
那在这里我们开始进到深处。
Because when we see our sin, we see His grace that is greater than all our sin.
因为我们看见了我们罪的深，我们就看见他的恩典比我们的罪更深。
The deepest love is undeserved love.
最深的那种爱是一个不配得的爱。
It's when you have failed, and God keeps blessing you, and keeps loving you, you realize the depth of His ways.
是当你失败的时候，神仍然祝福你，仍然爱你，那你就知道他道路的深。
And so God has to bring us all, every one of us, in a different way, through the cross.
所以神必须带领我们每一个人，用他不同的方法带领我们经过十字架。
In some way, this cross decreases us so that He can increase.
所以这十字架就将我们减少，好叫他能够增加。
You know, we do fail the Lord.
我们知道我们许多时候
And I tell you a secret.
我告诉你一件小秘密。
Do you know how the Lord responds very often when we fail Him?
你知道当我们叫神失望的时候，神怎么样对我们吗？
He shows us just more of His love.
他向我们显出更多的爱。
Sometimes we rebel.
许多时候我们悖逆。
How does He respond?
神怎么回应？
He shows us more of His love.
他是给我们更多的爱。
Where can we go from His ways?
我们除了他的路，我们能够走哪一条路呢？
He is capturing us.
他将我们抓住了。
And it's in the deep failures and problems in our life that we sense His constant, unfailing love.
是在我们深深的失败，我们深深的不服的时候，在那个时候，我们发现他深的爱。
So Peter failed and found His love.
所以彼得失败了，但找到了主的爱。
And Paul was dealt with because he had such strong flesh.
那同样的，保罗因着他这样极强的血气，他也要受对付。
But through it all, he knew Jesus had called him and loved him.
但经过了这一切，他知道耶稣基督召他爱他。
Now it's not that everybody has to go through the experience of Job.
那不是说每一个人所经历的事都像约伯一样。
God works His sovereign ways in each child's life.
神按着他自己全能的能力，在他的子民当中工作。
But if you live a long life,
但如果你活了很久的话，
you will experience some tragedies.
你总会经历一些悲剧。
You'll go through some deep waters.
你会经历一些深水。
And there you'll discover God going through the waters with you.
在那里你就会发现神与你同经水火。
And that's when the deep, deep love of Jesus binds us close to Him.
那这个时候我们就发现耶稣那深深的爱将我们连接在他身上。
Now it's true in these difficult times, some people become bitter.
那的确在困难的时候许多人变得苦毒。
But the Lord allows us to go through such times to break us and humble us and cause us to cling unto Him.
但神容许这件事情发生，为了要破损我们，洁净我们，叫我们与他更亲近。
And all the time through whatever He takes us through, His goal is to show us more of His Son, more of His Son.
在这一切的事上，无论我们经历什么事情，他的目的总是要将他自己的儿子启示给我们，更多的启示给我们。
You know, in the Gospel of John, Jesus says, "I am" 7 different times.
我们知道在约翰福音里面主耶稣讲说我是讲了七次。
But the deepest one is I am the resurrection and life.
但最深的那一句是主耶稣说我是复活我是生命。
Out of a death working in us there blossoms forth resurrection life in us.
神在我们的身上做出了死亡，但从这死亡当中就结出了复活的花朵。
Despite our mistakes and our failures and sometimes the problems created by our flesh,
虽然我们错犯了错误，我们失败，因着我们的血气行了很多的错事。
We find that God knew about that and it worked it into His plan somehow.
但我们却知道神早就知道这些事，在他全能当中，他也将这些事情在他计划之内发生。
And He works something good out of it because we love Him and we're called according to His purpose.
但是总是在这些事情当中，因着我们爱他，我们是为他旨意所造的，总是神能够行出美好的事。
You know, it's interesting. We talked about David when he took the census and sinned against God.
我们刚刚讲到大卫数点民数得罪神。
Years later, Solomon built the temple.
许多年以后，所罗门建殿。
And you know where he put the mercy seat?
你知道在哪里他放那个施恩座吗
？You know where it was?
你知不知道在哪里
？On the exact spot that David had bought the threshing floor of Arunah and offered sacrifice to stop the plague from the census.
那就在大卫所买的那个禾场，在那里祷告，求神所差的天使停手，那瘟疫停下来，就在他祷告的那个地方。
Isn't that an amazing picture of God's ways?
这不是显出神这个奇妙的路吗？
He takes that atonement for the sin and makes it the center of the mercy seat in the temple.
他将对罪所行的救赎的那个地方成为神的施恩座。
And we discover, as Paul testifies many times, that in the dealings of our life, out comes life on the other side.
那我们就发现，好像保罗所讲的许多次一样，在神在对付我们的许多的时候，在我们跌倒的地方，神就在那里兴起。
Now, brothers and sisters, I just leave you with this exhortation.
所以弟兄姐妹们，让我说几句鼓励的话。
Because I know some of you probably going through some very difficult times.
因为我相信我们当中有些人正在经历一些非常艰难的事情。
May you see God and His ways and worship Him.
愿你能够看见神，看见他的道，并且敬拜他。
Don't strive against Him. Take issue with Him.
不要与他挣扎，对他争论。
Trust that in the end you will know.That he is compassionate and full of mercy.
你要知道，到了末了，你能够相信他，知道他是满有恩惠，多有怜悯。
And the brothers and sisters, when we see someone going through a difficult time,
那弟兄姐妹们，当我们看见别人经过这些艰难的事的时候
，Now often we're tempted to be Job's friends.
那许多时候，我们就喜欢像约伯的朋友。
And it is true many times we can give people some real scriptural advice that can help them understand what God is doing.
那的确，很多时候我们能够从圣经当中告诉他们许多神的话语，能够帮助他们。
But when you see somebody going through the deep water,
但是你看见有人经过那个深水的时候
，pray that they can see the Lord's mercy.
那替他们祷告，愿他们能够看见到神的怜悯。
In the end, they'll be drawn by the cords of His love.
所以到了末了，他们能够被神的爱所吸引。
And once He has bound us to Himself,
那一旦他吸引我们，连接于我们。
And with each dealing, He binds us more closely to Himself.
神每一次的对付，就带领我们更近他。
We will conclude.
我们最后我们可以这样说。
God's ways are perfect.
神的道是完全的。
In your life,
在你的生命里面，他的道是完全
的。Does God know what He's doing?
你相信神知道他在做什么吗
？Are you having some difficulty？
你是不是有些困难呢
？Are you a worshipper or a complainer？
你是不是敬拜神的人呢？还是与神争论的人呢
？Oh, if you have a heart to worship the Lord，
啊，愿你有个敬拜神的心。
He will reveal Himself to you。
他会将他自己启示给你。
May the Lord help us understand the depth of His ways。
愿主帮助我们，叫我们能够明白他道的深。
Let's pray。
让我们祷告。
Oh Lord, Your ways are so high and so deep。
哦主啊，你的道是如此的高，如此的深。
We can only touch the fringes of your ways.
我们不过是能够摸到皮毛，摸到细微处。
But when you open up the way and we see your hand,
但是你将你的道显明的时候，我们看见你的手。
We realize you love us so much, you will not let us go.
啊，我们就知道你实在爱我们，不会放弃我们。
We realize that you're dealing with us to change us into the image of your Son.
我们知道你要对付我们，改变我们，磨成你自己儿子的样子。
We know the discipline for the moment does not seem joyful.
我们晓得在管教的时候，心里并不舒坦。
But we're always thankful when we see the fruit.
但我们得见果子的时候，我们总是感谢。
Oh Lord, we embrace the cross.
哦，让我们拥抱我们的十字架。
How Paul boasted only in the cross.
像保罗一样，要夸口只夸主耶稣的十字架。
It wasn't his ministry. It wasn't his accomplishments.
不是他的侍奉，不是他所成就的各样事情。
It was the transforming work of the cross.
乃是十字架在他身上的变化的工作。
That tied Paul to the Lord Jesus.
那将保罗连在主耶稣的身上。
Oh, bind us with thy cords of love.
哦，用你自己的慈神爱所捆锁我们。
Show me thy ways.
指教我们你的道路。
That I may know thee.
叫我们得以认识你。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们按我们主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.